USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
Type. Good afternoon, everybody! Welcome into the Winklerverse. I just heard you typing a little bit, and it was a callback to all the radio I've listened to where you hear somebody ask a question, and then in the entirety of the answer, I just hear typing the entire time.
Grant has no idea what you're talking about.
I do it.
You do it?
When callers are talking, yeah, I had a caller text a text line. He's like, dude, I can hear you smashing the keyboard when I'm talking.
Good to call it out. It never gets called out. Thank you for joining us. It's Grant Bills is here. Paul Imig is here. It is draft day 2026. A couple of different things on that. So we're going to relitigate the movie Draft Day every year now. Is that's the thing?
I was going to say, did you watch it last night? I saw everyone tweeting about it.
It's like, is this realistic? Is the new is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It's every year.
Yeah, it's every year. We got to talk about it. You know, there's new people that watch it for the first time. I've watched it one time. It was fine.
I've never seen it. I was on the Packers beat when it came out, and I had to listen to all the fucking people in Packers media rooms. Rappaport was one of them that immediately comes to mind. Who was like, and then I had like my own like director's chair that I just, and like, you can see it. Like, here, look at this picture of this fucking shit. I'm like, I'm never watching this piece of shit, and just go fuck off.
I don't know, man. As an actor, I was in the Zac Brown Band open for Sunday Night Baseball, and I've pulled out my phone and showed plenty of people this is the back of my head.
Well, you're also a fucking piece of shit, though.
Talked about the experience. Also, regarding draft day, the Packers don't have a first-round pick is what the casuals will say.
They do, though.
They do, and you might have met him. His name is Mike Parsons.
Mike Parsons is at 20.
That's pretty much what they did. I mean, it's already an A draft. You know, it's pretty
Packers much. Draft grade for the first round. Mike Parsons at 20.
Mike Parsons.
You just can't find that kind of value.
I know, because we traded the pick is the joke, and then they got Mike Parsons with it. So when the Packers are not drafting tonight. they already made the pick. They got Mike Parsons. The other thing is there's always now, it seems, a draft day bomb. Like, it just seems like there's always something to the draft's tonight. Okay, well, Aaron Rodgers might retire. Oh, okay. The draft's tonight. That's the only one I can think of. But today.
Not at all. Aaron Rodgers retirement, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Today, it's more about. I feel like this has been a Diana Russini story.
It's a Vrabel
story. It started that way.
It's a Mike Vrabel story now.
Now we can go football with this. Now there's a football story here.
He's missing a day of the draft. Now it's impacting the team.
Dude, mm-hmm. I mean, but we should say this off the front. The most reason it's a football, there's several reasons it's a football story, more than it maybe was even yesterday. If the Patriots trade their first round pick tonight, thus not having Mike Vrabel. So if the Patriots pick tonight, first
round. Does he have to talk if they make a pick? Just don't talk.
You could, but then of course, what is like whoever takes his spot going to be asked about? Like, so
then you're passing the buck. Yep. Good point, Paul.
Is the Super Bowl runner up going to trade their first round pick to protect their head coach? Is Mike Vrabel the coach next week?
Reigning coach of the year, right?
Right. Was he the winner? Did he win it? I don't usually follow these things too closely. By the way, someone who might have a vote for that, we should probably just, but yeah. So this is the first time I'm assuming that a team's first round pick could perhaps be had for less as a result of the, like, say, hey, we'll move up. We're team picking 36th overall. Hey, we'll move up. Just straight up. Well, no, that's why would we just trade back? Because we're saving you a press conference.
What do they pick? 31?
Is that right?
I believe so.
Well, they lost the Super Bowl.
So 31, yeah.
I did a Bartometer the cycle that he got hired about how long, because I think there were eight coaches hired that cycle. So it was how many or how long, who will be the longest? And I put Vrabel at 10 plus years to be in New England. And that should be the case.
You didn't foresee this, though.
I did not, which I should have. I mean, it was going on this whole time. So whoever had these pictures from 6 years ago and decided not to do anything with them, that's incredible. 6 years he snapped, or she, or whatever, snapped pictures of Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel cozy in a bar, I believe, like, the week of COVID also?
March 15th, 2020.
What?
I mean, Tom Hanks had already had it. Officially, I clocked it at March 11th, so they were a couple days behind, but...
Yeah, March 11 is my clock day too, but I also, Wednesday. I had COVID before March 11. I swear, but I'm not trying to be like anyone. I did.
So did you, didn't, I mean.
I didn't say anything. Your reaction here is.
It's like, you rolled your eyes on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream as if it's like, oh, Bart's got another way to one-up everything. He's got to one-up who had COVID first.
He had COVID before. It was cool.
I went to the NBA All-Star game at the end of the month in February in Chicago. There were people there from all over the world. I came home and felt like shit for days. And then my son felt like a million degrees. I gave a three-month-old baby COVID.
I didn't want to say that. I was going to 2 minutes ago. Like, I didn't want, if you didn't want to mention it, but I remember how sick he was. I remember you... I remember, yeah, I remember that.
You do?
I do. Whatever. You sent me a picture, and I was like, we didn't know what any of this meant. And, like, sometimes I have a photographic memory. I remember the picture you sent, and I was like, oh my God, like, what the fuck is going on? I had one year old at the time. I was like, what is this?
What a scary time to be a parent that must have been.
It was awful.
Yeah, and thankfully, my radio audience at the time commiserated with me. And not against me. Oh, wait.
For what it's worth, yeah. February 29, 2020, AEW Revolution in Chicago. I went. I had no idea. But it wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah.
Like super spreader IMIG.
Yeah.
I didn't have it until 2023. But yeah.
Pandemic Paul.
Oh, we don't need any more.
Pandemic plan. Pandemic Paul. Plandemic Paul.
Brave. So
but this Rossini story, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not like, I don't want to be captivated by it. I don't want to be into it. She named her son Michael after the affair had started.
I don't think that's necessarily evidence of anything. Could be a coincidence, pretty common name. But
no.
That's not going to pass in a court of law. Her home life court of law is my point. That's, yeah.
And I'm then sorry, tweet, I'm just sitting here looking at my four-day-old Michael, wondering, who is the best Michael in NFL history?
That's so bad, man.
What? Okay. And then every time, like, what if the husband's like, we got to name my son Michael. I just have to. I've always wanted to.
And she's
got to re. She, you can't allow that to happen.
Mm-mm.
Or it was her. I don't know.
It was
and
her
now this kid, crazy. This kid. How old is he now? Five. Young boy.
Yeah.
God, this. Sucks.
It really sucks. There's a lot of things to it. There's the sad, which is very sad. There's the funny, which is very funny. But one of the funniest. I mean, I'm being honest. Like I don't revel in the enjoyment of the story, but I have to admit, like, I'm just like, this is, well, okay. This is something I wish I didn't laugh at, but I find funny. This is a tweet I saw. If I had to bet on which of Diana Rossini's children goes out to be 6'4", 250 pounds, I'd put my money on the one named Mike.
Probably the The funniest part of this whole thing to me is now at the resort in Sedona, that's one thing. They probably thought they were private. You know what I mean? They had their own space. At a bar in New York, you're the head coach of an NFL team. You can't just sit in an empty bar and make out with a woman and expect people to, like, you're very well known. And not like Mike LaFleur. Mike LaFleur could probably get away with it. You're Mike Vrabel.
Right. You have any, I mean, just physically, he looks like a guy that we're like, oh, like that's, he's not unassuming. Like,
yeah, Diana Russini told us that in one of the many interviews that people have unearthed in the last 2 weeks.
I just don't, the naming of the kid to me, you got to keep your children out of it. And there's no running from it now.
No.
So do you, like, I mean, if this happened, if this happened to Matt LaFleur, oh, I would be, that's all I'd be talking about is, you can't trust this guy. Don't hire, you got to fire him now. Why can't my coach be dipping in the whatever company ink? Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur's probably like, I'm too good looking for any of these reporters anyway. Maybe Aaron Andrews 10 years ago.
I mean, that's kind of funny. Do we think what give me a percentage? I'm sorry, I don't mean to take Paul's mantle here, but like, what's the percentage chance you think that like Mike Vrabel isn't the head coach of the Patriots in 2 weeks?
I mean,
why would you fire him? What are you firing him?
Well, here's the argument I saw, or an argument I saw.
It's not, my point is, and then I want to hear you, Paul, it's not huge, but like it exists and it didn't exist a week ago for me. Like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20% chance.
Well, I'm north of 30%. The argument I saw that made a lot of sense to me is if he went to his players, closed door after this all started, and said, one time I fucked up, I didn't think it through, and then let's say he said that, which we don't know. And it was actually a 6-year thing. And they're like, that was where I saw, okay, you can't come back from that. I also, with your players, with your team, just man to man. Like if you look them in the eye and you say, you know, guys, I know I preach, blah, 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 but like, I just, you know, we're all human, but he then didn't mention 6 years ago and whatever else, then that would be one. The other was, it was brought up like that. They cut Stephon Diggs for situations,
pink bag of drugs, multiple women at the Super Bowl sitting next to each other.
But that the idea was that he then went to his team and said, now this at the time, and it's like, well, this is why your actions off the field are important, just as your actions on the field. So I'm north of 30%. Bart, what Tim Shea, you?
Shouldn't be that funny. It is though. We're firing you because you had sex with someone else?
I don't think he's being fired. I think if he's not the coach, he stepped away.
I agree.
So he's stepping away. If he's stepping away, he would be stepping away to pretty much not, like, if he's not the coach, okay, you can just hide.
To get out of the public sight. I mean, the Patriots have a first-round pick tonight, A, that he has to do media for.
I don't think he has to. I think he can just not.
He's scheduled to do, whatever the case might be. He is in counseling during day 3 of the draft.
Listen, well, rates are cheaper on Saturdays from experience.
This was your CEO, your president, and he was missing a strategically important day of your fiscal year because of this public story that's bad for your organization's, you know, reputation. I don't know.
Can I give you?
Go ahead, Graham.
Well, can I just give you my theory as to why he steps away? This is, I don't know. I've never been married, but this is kind of a sick, twisted one, but I get a kick out of this. What if, you know, Vrabel and his wife are going at it? He's trying to save his marriage, and his wife hits him with the old, this family means that much to you? I mean that much to you? I want you to quit your job. I want you to show me that this family is the most important thing in your life, even more so than your job. What if she hits him with that? You think he'd do it? He shouldn't if she does, because he'll probably just cheat again in a couple. I mean, be a worthless exercise. But I do find, like, what's going on in the home?
Not like he's never going to coach again.
I don't know.
You probably, you know what? I'm going to keep going my percentage higher and higher. I think I think he goes away for a couple years by his own accord. I think he's going to. A week ago, that would have been relatively
inconceivable. He's made the Super Bowl.
I know. But you know what, though? Pattern recognition, a strength of mine.
What recognition?
Pattern.
Oh.
Pattern recognition.
I know what that word means. I still don't know what you're saying, but now I know what you're saying.
Connecting dots and just like thinking through other scenarios and times you've seen similar things in other industries. I think he's going to disappear, you know, for 2 years and go off the map. And the only way to do that is to not coach an NFL team.
But Paul, first of all, you're drinking a tiny can of Coke or do you have big hands?
I do the 7.5 ounce.
I thought so. Cause that looked like Andre the Giant holding a beer.
I got an 8.5.
Like a minute ago.
That did look really, I remember those Andre photos, right? Where it really made it just look like.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
7.5. Yeah.
And I was sitting on that for 3 minutes. Not quite 6 years of photos.
Big thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp, for partnering with us for this important conversation about mental health.
This is Steve Smith here, former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. So having a counselor and working with BetterHelp, that gives you an opportunity to really start to unpack. But people don't understand, when you unpack things, you also open up a box that you're not always sure what's inside. So I think that's why seeing a professional is extremely important. If you need someone to open up to, visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89 to get started.
When we discussed, Paul, I believe on this very platform, the Coldplay couple.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Did we not say, why did they need to resign? Just let it blow over. It's 2026.
There's a difference.
Just blows over.
There's a difference, though.
What's the difference? It's the NFL?
Well, the...
Yeah, first, don't act like that's not a great
Instead
reason
for Vivint Technologies or wherever the fuck they worked.
These two, those two from the Coldplay concert don't have mandated press conferences in front of a national audience dozens of times throughout a calendar year.
So you think...
That would have fizzled away.
You think every time Vrabel speaks, someone's going to be like, so what's Rossini... I can't even finish my sentence.
No,
I was going to get pretty descriptive, but I can't.
There's families involved, Bart.
Yeah.
The father, you should know that.
Well, boy dad. But I'm just a boy dad.
Good point.
You're not a real one.
Little Michael Winkler. It's not his name, by the way.
Does she know anybody named the same name as my kid? Does my mom know anybody who had the name Bart?
She said she met Bart Starr at the airport.
Well, that was my grandma.
That was your grandma. An even
bigger twist. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he needs to resign.
I don't think he. I mean, that's personal preference. I just think he will.
I saw somebody else say, if they've been messing around for at least 6 years, could be longer. Don't you have like a plan to? Like, what if we get caught? We got to say something.
But again, clearly, the public nature with which the 6 years ago one, when you're Mike Vrabel, you're not exactly apparently caring about that.
They're kissing in public.
Yeah. How private is, where did they need to go? Where could they have got the privacy that they were clearly not looking for? The moon?
A hotel with a room with a door. Like,
there's more options than like public bar.
Yes.
I mean, they basically went to the Sybaris, just like announced we're fucking.
Grant, do you know what that is?
No, but I was just going to let it go.
I think it's probably a sign of like a age thing. Like Bart and I grew up with TV commercials of the fucking Sybaris. And I remember Chuck Freeman like advocating on the air. Oh yeah, player.
Sybaris. I drive by it sometimes on my way up there.
Like Mequon-ish?
Yeah. No,
a little
S-Y-B.
Yeah, A-R-I-S.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you don't check in there with your family.
Oh, there's a place like this in Dodgeville, the Don Q Inn. Look it up sometime.
Whoa.
It has like a, like an Arabian Nights room and a, you know, like a space shuttle room, like that kind of stuff, but not for kids, for doing. There's no kids allowed.
Arabian Nights and Arabian Nights.
You just have to give half your money. By the way, you just have to give half your money to Alan Menken now.
I know. I tried putting my Scrub-a-Dub compilation on YouTube and they were like, get the fuck off of YouTube right now.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's up there on Twitter.
My mom
calls it twatter, so I almost said that.
I hadn't heard Tim's. I remember where I was when I heard that live. It's a cornerstone moment.
Scrub-a-dub.
Same times a month.
You know what though? I did look. We advertised it $13 a month for all you can get car washes.
Mm-hmm.
It's now $17.99 a month.
Mm.
Inflation. Mm.
Meanwhile, Dan Shaney's kicked my insurance rates down. Check him out, danshaney.com.
What was the Gourmet Nights popcorn one that you and Rami? That was so good too, by the way. I can't think of the right full name of it, but
it was popcorn. I did Here Comes the Night. Ferris the Night, Gourmet Popcorn. I did it to Here Comes the Night or whatever that song is. Here's to the, no. Okay. Anyway, Tim, I was going to ask this about the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
This last 25 years of Patriots football, like they've kind of just, they're really dominating the, they've really dominated this quarter century of the NFL.
Cheating, sex, and murder.
Cheating, sex, murder, titles,
wow.
Breakup, more sex, even more sex. Someday yeah. It's going to be found out that Tom Brady was taking money under the table. That's why he played for $18 million a year.
Tom Brady had a little kid out of wedlock. People forget about that.
Actually, yeah. I literally did. Was that? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tom Brady kisses his kid on the lips at age 18.
Oh, that's right. That one, too.
What is the not a wedlock story?
This Sybaris place looks cool. I'm just looking at the rooms. I'm going to go stay here just by myself one night.
They won't let you.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Tell them you're there to shoot content, and they'll... They'll assume something else, but in the podcast.
Everyone calls it something different. What are you doing in there, Bart? I'm shooting my content. Anyway, do we have anything else? So the Packers draft tonight, pick number 20, Micah Parsons.
I'd say call it in.
Call it in.
Call it in.
I didn't realize they were going from 10 minutes to 8 minutes. The pick time is shorter.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Yeah. I don't know.
I do have a different topic that I want to, but like it's so hard to transition away. Like this is just
what else needs to be said about Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel that hasn't been said anywhere that us three guys are gonna what needs to be said? What more can we bring to the table?
Fantastic chances that Vrabel's the coach when the 2026 season starts. Chances that the Patriots trade their first round pick tonight.
I think you're way too into that. But now they can't, Paul. They can't.
Yeah, they have to stick and pick. Because if they trade out, people will just assume that that's why they did it.
Yeah. But it's a nice hook for the end of the round. Like a lot of times people watch the first 10 picks and then.
Yeah.
Which coaches...
bullshit thing that Marvel movies do at the end.
Which coach's press conference get the most views online? The Patriots at 31 or any of the teams prior?
Yeah.
Is it assumed Mendoza is going to be a bust? I just feel like no picks ever in the history. Like this is, they have to do it, but it's going to be a bust.
He'll be fine, but fine on the Raiders is shit. So he'll be shit.
I think you know, interestingly, Bart, you did the draft show the night of Penix being drafted, and that was your guy. And though the Falcons GM got fired over it, and though you got fired over that take, I still think it's the right take by both the GM of the Falcons at the time and you. Ironically, it was Kirk Cousins as the, you know, like the plan A1B or whatever you'd say for both. So if Mendoza does not have to start until at least week five, but hopefully for his sake longer than that, then I think that's the only thing that would make him fail is if he's.
Well, they're going to go in like every team does like this. They're going to say, all right, we're going to try not to play him as long as we can. And then they're going to realize, okay, well, we'll play him by week eight. And then they're going to play him by week four.
What time? What
they did that with Jackson Dart. They did it with Tua. They did that with Eli. I think he was week eight. Tua started after Fitzpatrick got a win.
Oh, really?
If I recall correctly, IRRC.
That's right. Yeah, you're right about that part.
It was a Thursday night.
So he recalled correctly?
He did. If I recall correctly.
Yeah. IIRC. Tim?
I do want to talk about a topic I was excited about until this craziness happened. Oh, you okay. So there's anything else to say, Mendoza? Okay, some linebackers.
I think the Patriots' impact in the last 25 years is an interesting angle. Like,
that is.
What is the NFL without them? What is the NFL without the Patriots in the last 25 years?
So wait, but let's be clear. The Patriots have been the most newsworthy NFL franchise of the 2000s. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
I would almost say there's no 25-year period where you can find in history somebody more. I mean, the Cowboys, but they don't do jack shit.
Yeah, they didn't win, right, the way that – you're talking like the 90s Cowboys?
They are dominating a sport that has the most parity in it. They're having greatness and setting records that won't be broken. They had an undefeated season that they couldn't – they have single-handedly allowed Eli Manning to – make the same joke on Twitter every 5 months. I saw him do it again this week. And they've helped create Eli
and Nick Foles to a lesser degree.
Foles.
They didn't, now, didn't create a legend, but created legend. Like just that, like if Nick Foles had just beaten some other team, like we wouldn't still talk about or care about that. Yeah.
They came back down 28-3 in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's been ripe with scandal. Deflate gate took up way too much time that summer. And that's not the only gate that they've been a part of.
Spygate 1 and Spygate 2.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't mentioned Robert Kraft yet.
Robert Kraft shenanigans. Orchids their team is named the Patriots. And they won their first title in a very, when we were like the most patriotic that I can remember in my lifetime. Tom Brady, the whole way he got to start, you know. By passing up Drew Bledsoe. It's just that they've been the main character. And yep. Then you move on from all that. Fucking Mike Vrabel's having sex with Diana Russini.
For now, years.
To be fair.
Allegedly.
I have seen no proof. This might just be an emotional relationship.
Would you consider that cheating if your significant other had an emotional relationship?
I don't like being in a room with a woman alone. That's not my wife. It's weird.
Let me clip that.
Nah.
The getting breakfast pictures, the holding hands pictures. Those my spouse. Those might hurt the most. Those might
the clip of what's been the best part about your birthday? That clip is
rough.
Jesus. Anyway. Well, we've done 30 minutes on that.
You know, I didn't know if it'd be zero or if it would be 30.
Is it what the people want? Look, we're not previewing the draft.
No.
None of us professionally or personally give maybe more than half a shit. Like, I'm a little curious where Love goes.
Jordan Love's being traded?
Dude, who knows?
I think one of the more interesting stories of the draft is last year's pick that the Falcons, remember the Falcons gave up their first to get James Pierce Jr.?
Yeah.
And today we learned that as long as he doesn't step out again, he will have these charges dropped. Hold on. I saved the list of really? Charges. Yes. I think it was Rappaport. I'll read you the tweet. It's a ridiculous. Paul, your boy Rappaport. Rap sheet.
Yeah, Twitter, absolutely my boy. All 5'1" of him.
Sorry. Here's what he tweeted. Essentially, James Pierce's case will be put on hold while he completes the pre-trial intervention. If conditions are met, charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, fleeing and eluding police, and resisting an officer with violence to his or her person will be dropped. I just feel like those are some pretty insane charges to drop on a pre-trial condition or because of good behavior. You know what I mean? Like, I was just looking at that today, and I had a hard time believing that was real. But that's the reason the Rams have two first-round picks, including one that's really good. Where are they picking it? Like 10-ish, 12-ish? Where are they in there exactly?
I think there's six teams that have two picks in round one.
Starting to feel like the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13, Grant, is the pick that they got there. And then they have their own at, I don't know. Where do they trade their own pick? No.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Now I'm just looking at, listen, like, I have to see another Rams symbol here. Where
you guys like the Dexter Lawrence trade? Everyone threw for a tantrum on the internet because the Bengals are so stupid.
Bengals are so stupid.
Well, the Bengals tonight at number 10, they're going to be able to say we actually did make a pick. It was Dexter Lawrence.
All right. All right. Anything else on NFL or draft?
Nope.
Anything else?
Anything else? Have we covered it all?
Sure. I mentioned Mendoza and we did 2 minutes on that.
You hit the buzzwords.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Kurt Hoge's article about Bryce Terang extension.
I'm game. I was waiting for Bart to react. There
I was too.
He gave more Russini we could do.
3.5 years, 3 years and 5 months left on Bryce Terang's contract.
I have one more Russini.
All right.
Why? Go ahead.
I don't think linear, Grant, like you.
Okay.
If I told you, however many, like 2 months ago, if I said, hey, guys, Diana Russini is having relations with an NFL coach, where does Vrabel fall on your guest list?
Ooh.
See? Because you'd think, are there single guys? And then you'd probably say them.
She covered the Titans, right, when Vrabel was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So if I knew that, maybe that goes up a little bit. I don't know. Let's pull up the NFL head coaches list.
McCarthy.
I don't know.
Dog.
I've never been a woman. I don't know. But if I was, I don't know that if I'd throw it all away for Mike Vrabel.
He's fat. He looks like a parade float.
Jesus Christ.
He wears that big, like, windbreaker.
Oh, no. Look what I just showed everyone.
Vest combo.
Damn. This shirt is less. God damn it. You know, did you see that picture? Everyone's like, oh, look at Jake Paul. He was with, I'll just say, the president. And Jake Paul was sweating through a suit coat. And everyone was making fun of him. Everyone except me. Because I've sweat through sweatshirts. I've sweat through shirt coats, suit coats. I'm sweating through my Miss Minute shirt right now. That was embarrassing. All right, Bryce Terang. He's not getting extended. That's pretty clear. No. Right? They're paying all these other guys.
It's too late to extend him. They can't afford him now.
Yep.
So it's people call and text my show or Bill's show. It's like, when can they do a Churio extension with Terang? And I'm always like, 3 years ago is the time to do
that. Exactly right. It was 3 years ago. It's certainly not. I mean, and you could. I mean, I read Kurt Hoge's article. It was awesome. I enjoy this type of analysis and coverage more than, like, and I'm sure he does too, than the day-to-day like game recap. And I say that as someone who had to write those. It's like, give me like the contract story that I can at least go a little bit deeper on, other than like, and then in the seventh inning with a 2-1 count. Like,
so, you've always been a long form guy, no matter what medium guy in which you work, Paul. I love when you talk about your time on the beat, by the way. I don't think we get enough of that. But
I'll try to bring him up when I find him. Today you got my rap sheet one.
I was going
to
say, you just start personally shitting all over Ian Rappaport today, by the way. You would prefer this entire audience to not know the state that you live in, let alone the town or anything about you. But just every once in a while, you'll just be like, yeah, and Ian Rappaport, fuck that guy. I can't stand him. Oh, there's a little more from Paul. I like that.
He's a piece of shit.
Paul's not even happy we use his real name on these shows.
Yeah, I've never seen him type it. It's not in writing. You won't find it on the live stream.
Yeah. Look, Imig, like, that's a real fucking name.
It's not. I actually only dogged on Rappaport to cover for the fact that that's also my last name.
Oh.
And he stole my Twitter handle in 2009.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you going to do? It was 3 years ago that the Brewers could have extended Bryce Turang. So my question, Grant, I think you pretty much answered it. You know, whether you just could have, you know, assumed all of this before reading Kurt's article, or especially afterward, where you start to compare and you start to say, okay, then Nico Horner's extension, and then you get this number, and now you're up in like the high 180s for baseline extension for a multi-year thing. But again, they still have three full seasons, right? It's the end of the 2029 season, I think, is when he's a free agent. So it's not like, you know, oh no, what do they do? This isn't like the last season and a half or whatever it would be of like Willy Adames. But let's put it this way. There is going to be no extension from the Brewers today, tomorrow, or anytime in the next 40 months. That's the timeline I think I figured out between now and the end of the 2028 season or 2029 season. There's going to be no extension for Bryce Turang. So enjoy him while you've got him.
Yes. They should probably trade him too before he's done. They have Made,
sarcastic or not,
Pena, Jet Williams, who not exactly the same, but like,
we'll see.
All of their top prospects are middle infielders. They don't need to pay Turang. They'll just replace him.
Well, other than the fact that he's really good.
He's fine. And he grounded into a double play. He's good. He's fine. I said he's good. What more do you want? There's often these moments where it's like, Turang, you a man or a mouse? It's like, oh, okay, you're a mouse. All right. Although the home run against the Cubs in game 5 was pretty big.
Instacart makes grocery shopping easier. And just because you're not doing the shopping yourself doesn't mean you don't care how it's done. With Instacart Shopper Notes, you can get particular about what you want right in the app. Like rotisserie chicken that's extra crispy, steak with marbling the Romans would have loved, and lettuce you'd actually pick yourself. Just leave a note for your shopper so they can get it right for you without having to ask. That way, you can get groceries just how you like. Download the Instacart app and shop today.
Breaking news.
Yeah, hit it. You see it? I'm assuming you just did.
We're hiring Taylor Jenkins.
No shit.
Yeah. And who broke that story?
Evan Siddery.
No.
Shams. Name.
Did he?
I'm crediting name.
Wait, did he really?
Well, he had it the other day that they had a second interview with him.
Sean Wright. Sean Wright actually had it before any of them.
Sean Wright? You mean me?
It's a good burner. So was Giannis... I read all this stuff, right? It's like, how much of it's true? If Giannis really is assisting Taylor Jenkins in his tours of Milwaukee and of his all the things they've been like,
per Marzian,
does this make it? It was, yeah. Is this? I didn't remember, but now that you said, I was like, oh, that's right. But did this? Taylor Jenkins is now the Bucks head coach. This makes it more likely Giannis is back.
I think it makes it more likely.
Bart, when you talk to Name on the pod, I think you guys were talking about like familiar names or something, and like,
yeah.
But this was candidate A of like, you know, it's gonna be Darvin Ham, it's gonna be Taylor Jenkins, like it's names that we all Bucks fans know. I think the further that they would have gone outside of the Bucks bubble, the more
it
likely
sounded like it was going to be Taylor Jenkins or Sean Sweeney.
So the fact that they stayed in the Bucks bubble, I think makes it significantly more likely that Giannis is at least in the plans for the Bucks. Doesn't mean he's necessarily back, but I think this hire is at least a signal that Giannis is the Bucks front office's plan is to keep going with Giannis. So, I think that is true.
Well, it's cheaper to keep him.
I don't know that this impacts it one way or another. I guess I didn't have a list of Giannis coaches and not Giannis.
I just coaches. All of a sudden, you know, I'm just this week. He's like, the Deer District should be full right now. Why isn't it, Giannis? Oh, Milwaukee, this is a tough year. This is my city. Oh, okay. Thanks for saying that now. It's like anybody can say, I liked that movie. After all of your friends say, I like that movie, and like you're safe to not, you know, you get put out your opinion once it's, yeah. But how about saying it when people are like asking you, hey, is this your city? I don't know. I'll talk to my agent about it, maybe. I'll talk to my wife. Like, okay, so this week we're getting loyalty, Giannis. You know, I think to your question, yeah, it's more likely because of this.
Yeah.
That he stays. I also don't know what coach I would say the opposite for.
I think it's anyone who hasn't coached Giannis previously would have been the answer to that question. I don't know.
But if Billy Donovan was the coach,
I think it's less likely that Giannis is back if they bring in a Billy Donovan type.
Billy Donovan type?
No, I'm talking about Billy Donovan specifically.
An individual who hasn't coached Giannis is not in the Giannis loyalty circle.
I don't like when people do that. I need a LeBron James type. You need LeBron James is what you're saying.
The thing that bothers me, and this is not you, Paul. We had a co-host that used to work on our network who would be like the Freddie Peraltas and the Corbin Burns of the world. It's like just those guys are on the team. You're just talking about them.
We need to hire a Bart Winkler type, but not actually Bart Winkler. Why not? What the fuck? You know? So yeah, breaking news. How about that? Breaking news. Taylor Jenkins. So you'll get our reaction to it if you sat through 30 minutes of Russini. Tim, before you post this, could you just do a little editing and I'll
start with the breaking news
overwork. Yeah. No, I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting it broke during our show, and then you know. I did want to say one more thing about Terang.
Can I just read this about Shams? It's always interesting now, especially. I'm gonna read his follow-up post. Okay. Jenkins was seen as the top available commodity in the NBA coaching landscape, and his player development pedigree, tenure as a culture setter, and someone who drives competitiveness made him the Bucks' top target. The Bucks' brass, including ownership, met in person with Jenkins last week in Memphis and on Tuesday in Milwaukee to secure his commitment, per sources close to Marzian. The last part that was fake. I was just seeing if you're still listening.
Jesus Christ, what? Sith Lord came out of retirement to break this news.
That would rule so hard.
What's up, shitheads? I got some fucking news. The fucking Bucks, man. I miss Sith.
I do too.
I heard from him within the last 6 months, I'll say.
Is he still selling cars?
Don't know. He just sent me a voice message about something I said.
Really? So he's listening?
He's somewhere. Yeah, he's not dead.
Well, I know that. But I mean, like, he's listening to your show.
The actual Sith Lord wasn't even dead. They brought him back in one of the movies, which would make sense.
Somehow Palpatine has returned. I don't even know what the fuck that means or who that is.
It's a good meme.
For the 4 months that I produced the big show, he was a frequent contributor, was the Sith Lord.
I was listening to the station the other day. Ram fucking called in. It's like, doesn't matter who is doing the show. As long as it's on that frequency, Ram will be there.
Ram it.
It's like members of a church when the priests get changed out by the diocese. We'll still be there on Sundays. It doesn't matter. Well,
did you hear Father Michael is moving to Virginia? Oh, I can't believe it. I hope the new guy's good. I hope it's not that fill-in that talks with an accent. I can't understand him.
I was going to say, my hometown church got an Indian man. Hmm. You get used to the accent.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all...
The old people can't hear him anyways. What difference does it make?
Yeah. Did you ever leave after communion?
No.
I always wanted to.
No. As an eldest child, I cared much too deeply about what people think of me to take that walk out into the lobby. In college, the Newman Center in La Crosse, the priest straight up announced before Mass one day, it's like, hey, we don't leave before communion at this church. So if you're going to do that, find another church. And I'm like, it's always funny when priests lack just a tiny bit of social awareness to say something that direct.
I went to, let me tell you this. I went to one of these churches that like is a nothing religion church.
Sure.
Like it's something.
Universal life.
Like come one, come all. You know, we went there for Christmas because we still wanted a Mass experience. But we didn't want to go to church.
You
thinking about that?
No. Continue. Keep going.
But I thought it was a little too like, you know, instead of being like, and no matter what you believe, if Jesus is your savior or if this is your thing, this person is being like, and if you believe in Jesus Christ, you know, it's like, okay, we get it. We get it. You're non-denominational. It's like, we get it. Yeah, I only put my hands together to clap, not whatever this motion is.
Funny.
What level of exaggeration is this story? I need to know.
Probably out of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Probably a 2. It's not that exaggerated.
Whoa. Then why are you there?
Wait, first of all, keep that bit going. I like that.
What bit?
Like when I tell stories.
Yeah. To what level is this an exaggeration? 1 through 10?
Because I exaggerate every single story I've ever told.
To what level of exaggeration is the story that you threw the brick through the window of a Pizza Hut or whatever it was?
Little Caesars.
Oh, sorry. No, zero.
Zero exaggeration.
Toilet wings, zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe I don't exaggerate.
No, you do.
Well, yeah. Once you tell a toilet wing story, they all got to match that level of
right
insanity. Can I say my thing about Bryce Turing?
I would actually like that a lot.
Yeah. Does the pending potential of a lockout change what you do with Turing?
More importantly, if it's good question. If you're Bryce Turing and or his agent, aren't you more likely to lock something in?
We're assuming there's going to be no baseball in 2027.
No, I disagree. I think they will miss time.
How much time? Are we playing 60 COVID?
No, you're playing 150.
No,
if they play 150, I'll be pissed. You either play 162 or you like the number has to be markedly different for me. You know what I mean? Like 150 is a way.
This is the greatest gap in labor discussions in our lifetime. And they're just going to lose 1 week of the season when during the pandemic, they couldn't figure out. They could have played that. They had the safety protocols 2 months in advance. But then they're like, well, how much are you going to pay us if there's nobody there? That's what took so long.
Do you remember when Rizzo gave hand sanitizer to Arcia?
Remember when doubleheaders had to be 7 innings because that was safe, but 9 innings wasn't?
Do you remember when Bart Winkler told us to wear 2 masks?
Well, the first week of COVID, it's a lot of COVID memories lately. But the first week, I walked around the station not wearing a mask. I was wearing plastic gloves.
Gloves, sure.
I still have the box I bought, like, right over there. But we'll save prop comedy for another day.
Bart, what's your real answer about how many games you think they're playing next season? Or how many months they're missing, or however you want to frame it? You don't really think that they're sitting it out.
This labor conversation that we've been having, it's been had as if there's no way around it. Like the strike is happening.
For how long?
And it's going to be bad. No one's saying anything less. So if the top scientists of the world, the ones that are still with us, what the fuck's going on, guys? If they were like, hey, an asteroid's fucking coming, you're going to die. And then you do all the things that you always wanted to do, like take Diana Rossini to the Sybaris. Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. Oh, that's what we call a callback. Fuck! And then it misses Earth. You're going to be like, well, what the fuck, man? If all of this is happening in the lockout, we miss 12 games. At most, they are playing 81. I don't think we're getting a season.
Otherwise, it's media who cried lockout. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's like the meteorologist. Like, I'm going to turn my angst towards the John Haymans and the Jason Starks of the world who were telling us for 2 years that, you know, that Armageddon was taking place in 2027.
I feel bad. I saw Mark Baden post something where he's like, oh, man, there was a pop-up storm on Wednesday and I didn't have it. I feel so bad. Like, Mark, you did an incredible job last week with the most severe weather week of our lives.
Since August, yeah.
Since August. Yeah, well, this 500-year storm, you nailed.
Yeah.
2 days before the 1,000-year storm hit us.
6 months after the 10,000-year flood. Yeah.
We're good. We're good with a little squall that just popped up. Over, has there ever been a county that's seen more tornadoes than Dodge County?
No, Lord, no. And this week has been annoying because my name must be in the contact for the house where I rent at a house. I don't own it, but roofing and siding companies keep calling me.
What?
Like, is this Grant? I'm like, yes, it is. Like, are you the owner of blah, blah, blah? They'll give me the address. And I'm like, no, but I really pitch in around the house. I'm a big part of the household. And they're like, okay, well, thank you. I always tell them I'll pass along the number. I never do. It's been a big week for that. Cars, siding, roofing, tree branch removal. It's the end of my anecdote.
It's a good one.
No, it's not.
That's why you embellish stories. And then the fucking guy showed up my house with all of his stuff, saying he had a contract. I didn't know what to do. Next thing you know, I got a new fucking roof.
Grant, to what degree was your roof story embellished?
Not enough. not at all. But I do keep getting calls.
I had a story to tell you guys on Tuesday, but we're doing this today because we knew the Taylor Jenkins news would probably pop during.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Horvat, and I told Horvat the story. I'm still going to tell you guys the story.
Okay.
I feel like you'll be a better audience than he was. With all due, there's a car that parks on my street.
I heard this story.
Every day. And he gets a ticket every day. And I've seen him park in a driveway on my street. So I know he has access to a driveway. And yet he continues to park on the street and get the tickets. And it bothers me. Because these tickets must mean so little to him. Like, what kind of mountain of money are you sitting on if you can just keep paying these tickets? And then he had a thing on his door that said, we're going to move your car in 24 hours. Okay, well, that he's getting 2 weeks leeway on that because that's still on the door. I've seen him get in his car, take the tickets off, but not move the car. So I wrote a note and put it in with the tickets. I said, how many tickets is it going to take before you move this fucking car? That's not embellished. Believe it or not, that's a real story. Thoughts?
What has happened since?
He moved the car, but did not remove the 24-hour notice of moving your car.
What did he do with your note?
I don't know. It was off.
What kind of car is it?
Do you want the license plate?
No, is it a piece of shit or is it a really nice car?
It's a nice car. It's not like a, you know, it's a nice car. It's a car that I think you would be proud to drive on the mean streets of Shorewood.
Okay, so it's not a Kia.
Did you ever know that Adam Sandler song?
It would have been moved a long time ago if that were the case.
Oh boy, would it have ever.
Did you ever know the Adam Sandler song called Piece of Shit Car? He's got a piece of shit car.
It's not a piece of shit car.
I just, when Grant said that, all I can think is the Adam Sandler song.
How would you feel if you came out, got more tickets, which you don't clearly give a shit about, but then there was a note written with my left hand so he could not see my handwriting, of course.
You're nuts. You need something to fill your time. You're like the Truman Show watching the birds fly by your window looking for patterns.
Dude, a bird flew right into my fucking window this morning.
That's always very sad.
What kind?
I don't like it.
What kind? A red.
A red herring?
You should get into birding.
A red herring?
Yeah, it was a red herring. It never happened, bitch. Made up story, fuckers. You bought it. Look in the ceiling. It says gullible, loser. All right. This was an episode, that's for sure.
I've been looking at the rooms at the Sybaris. The prices are a little, I mean, they look cool, but $800 a night for one night is.
Is it really?
Well, for the big ones with the pool and the slide.
That's the one that they showed in the commercials when we were kids was the water slide.
The smaller ones are $300 to $450.
Do you know that those pools and those rooms? Never mind.
I see the Brewers got walked off.
Excuse me?
The Brewers walked off the field to listen to the podcast just now.
After allowing the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the ninth. Yes.
You know I have but one rule.
I thought day baseball. I didn't know.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Sorry, Paul. Okay, well, I'm going to wrap this up now.
This was a unique podcast. I think it's different because we did it on a Thursday.
It felt different.
I'm not used to doing this so near the finish line of my work week.
I'm still posting it. There's no way around that.
How much between 4 and 6 is going to be Vrabel?
Good amount. I mean, I don't give a fuck about this draft, man. So you're talking about Vrabel.
Yeah, you're going to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might lead with it. Yeah.
Attaboy.
I'll lead with the Brewers, but. I'll do Vrabel. It was nice to see you both.
Yeah, pleasure is mine.
No, mine.
It's good to see a couple other self-proclaimed basketball experts on one pod.
What a subtweet. Wow. All right, boys. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.